everyone, and welcome to the Siemens Smart Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Blake Snodgrass. I'm with the Global Marketing Thought Leadership Team here at Siemens Digital Industry Software. In our first episode, we covered an overview of smart manufacturing. In this second episode of the series, we'll cover the convergence of information technology and operation technology and what the blurring of this boundary means for the machine manufacturing industry. I'm joined by my wonderful colleague and expert from Siemens, Raul Garg. He's the Vice President for the Industrial Machinery and Mid-Market Program at Siemens Digital Industry Software. He's responsible for global business development. Raul's 25-year career includes delivering software-based solutions for product engineering, manufacturing innovation globally. He has held leadership positions in research and development, program management, sales, and P&L management, focusing on industrial machinery and heavy equipment since 2007. So welcome, Raul. Before we jump into this topic of convergence, let's briefly discuss what's going on in the marketplace with manufacturers and what are some of the challenges they are facing right now today.
Thanks, Blake. First of all, very excited to be here and join you in this very interesting conversation. The manufacturing industry and many of the suppliers, i.e. the industrial machinery equipment providers, are actually going through some very interesting and perhaps some challenging times. While they've had many challenges from the past around global competition, low-cost providers, customization, there are some new interests, very important factors that are impacting the whole industry. Two that are common across pretty much every industry as we speak. One is supply chain, and then the second one is around labor shortage. Both of those are having a big issue for many of our manufacturers as we speak here.
So how are manufacturers addressing some of these challenges that you just mentioned?
Right. So when you look at some of these big issues that they are confronted with, right, improving operational efficiencies becomes very critical when you think about how to address things around even supply chain and even around labor shortage, being able to find alternative suppliers, being able to figure out how to get your products and your manufacturing set up in the right way, being able to find bring your operators up to speed in the most efficient manner becomes very critical. So all of these drive to eventually becoming more efficient with your operations and being able to drive the maximum utilization of your factories becomes even more crucial and more critical. The important piece is one of the important elements in trying to drive that operational efficiency is data. And data becomes an important element in your efforts to drive higher and higher throughput and higher operational efficiencies to your factories. And when you look at most factories today, they have a mix of older and newer equipment, newer smart machines that share data over the network and older machines that are data islands. And you need to rely on a network of edge sensors to provide all of that data and bring all of that information together. So those are some key things that manufacturers are doing to address these challenges as they see, at least on the manufacturing front.
Okay, that's great. And that helps us segue into our topic today on convergence of information technology and operational technology. Let's start first by defining these terms and also giving the relationship between the two.
Operational technology is something that's been around for quite some time, right? It's the capability that runs your factory. It's all of the software that governs the operation of the physical equipment, the controls and the technology that's driving the machines, the controls, the PLCs. It's helping you move your factory. It's the software that instructs the machine on what to do and is making sure that the hardware does the things that are needed. IT, on the other hand, is the technology, the organization, computer technology that's used to store, retrieve, process, analyze, and even action on electronic information inside your operations. So typically, the IT part of technology, information technology, is used by management to make decisions, and operation technology is used by the factories to drive actions, right? So on a high level, that's how you can think of these two capabilities. And basically, what's happening together is IT and OT together are now interacting more and more to achieve greater operational efficiencies. And are really on this collision course and this boundary between what was traditionally there in the way information was managed, with IT being managed in server rooms, in an office building, and OT being managed in the factory floor, that is blurring, right? That the data and the information is flowing a lot more seamlessly as we speak. And the need to make that happen is becoming even greater.
Yeah, it really sounds like the two are really coming together. Let's give some application to this. Do you have any examples of where this convergence is occurring or how it's occurring?
In the factory environment, the operation technology capabilities, they monitor the factory floor operations. Now we have capabilities like edge sensors that can stream data regarding a whole range of measurements and can give you a good sense of how the actual equipment is performing. This information, this data can be captured as your factory floor is running and can be fed into your IT systems. These IT systems that are being set up to digitally optimize your business decisions can be looking at this information from these edge sensors, from these smart machines. They can create a much better view of how the equipment is running so that you can make real-time decisions. These real-time decisions can help you optimize and further maximize your throughput through your factories. They can help you make decisions, for example, knowing that a certain part of your machine may be failing, or it may be running out of stock, or it may be having some other issues which may impede the running of your factory. So having that real-time knowledge, having that real-time information can help you make better decisions on perhaps rescheduling the shop floor, perhaps bringing in some new support capabilities, bringing in some service technicians before the equipment fails. So all of that makes it very effective in being able to maximize and utilize your factory operations.
It sounds like some real proactive digitalization is coming into play. So tell me how convergence enables a digital twin of the operations.
Yeah, that's a good question there, Blake. More and more data equates to a better digital twin, right? The digital twin is a virtual replica of the physical objects of an entire machine or of the entire manufacturing system of the entire shop floor in a digital environment, right? So think about it. While you're running your factory, you have your digital twin of the entire factory with each individual machine in a replica format. The IT and OT convergence helps you get real-time data, real-time information into your digital factory. So that operational data ensures much higher fidelity of the virtual digital twin and much higher visibility of the real-world operations. So you're actually getting the ability to see how your digital twin is performing while your real twin, if you will, is actually doing its work. So it really makes it very compelling for you to have an easy mechanism to understand what's going to happen in the future in your operations without actually having to go and see it, if you will. And with this, obviously, the big advantage that manufacturers can get is they can confidently use the digital twin for optimizing the operations, predicting maintenance, enabling much better commissioning, enabling much better changeover, enabling faster production line changes, if you will. So those become very key capabilities for the business operations to conduct in the business in a more efficient manner. And one of the key things that the convergence is enabling is the ability to have even the factory operations staff and people take advantage of this new data in a more efficient manner. And one of the key enablers for that is this whole notion of low-code or no-code applications. So no-code or low-code applications become a very important ingredient in this whole concept of IT and OT convergence, where the operational technology people can quickly write new applications as well to help them with their operations and to help them with their decision-making as well.
Those are some excellent points of how the digital twin is helping operations and convergence. So if you could maybe get a little bit more granular and give us the benefits of this convergence, including all of that.
When you think about IT and OT convergence, right, and the digital twin, and specifically the IT and OT convergence, it's really providing you access to actionable data. This access to actionable data empowers you to make much better decisions. in an integrated manner, to collaborate on the planning, on the scheduling, on any additional research, and more importantly, on the performance of your equipment. That's where one of the biggest value comes. And then this obviously provides extreme flexibility and visibility into your operations. This basically helps you to drive the ability to respond quickly to your customer requirements and being very proactive in understanding what your customer needs are and being able to respond to those customer needs. So this results in much greater efficiency to ensure zero downtime, zero waste, zero operational issues, right? The triple zero, as we call it. So it really helps you in maximizing your throughputs, lowering your cost to compete globally. And one of the other side benefits, or important benefits, I should say, is improves your overall sustainability, minimizing resource usage, electricity, water, waste, all of that can be better improved as well. So those are some key benefits that are enabled through this IT and OT convergence.
Those are some really good points. Would you say that the current Siemens Industrial Edge initiative is supporting this convergence, this IT-OT convergence?
The Siemens Industrial Edge initiative is actually a very important ingredient in this convergence. The whole Industrial Edge initiative has three important ingredients. Number one is edge sensors that Siemens itself is providing, making them easily available to vast, broad group of users. Number two is supporting an open ecosystem. Siemens recognizes that there are many companies that have a brownfield environment, and you need to be able to work in a manner where you can work with different providers of hardware and technology. So we are a big proponent of open systems, which allows you to integrate and network with the other manufacturers and bring in information from those other manufacturing environments as well. And then the third important, very critical ingredient is the improved security and policy management. As you are working in a highly distributed operational environment, you cannot underestimate the need for very strong security and security policies. So Siemens is on top of that whole issue with not only some very critical technology that's enabled through our edge systems and through our open ecosystem support as well, but also making sure that we provide necessary policy supports that customers may need. So this becomes a very important ingredient in enabling this whole challenge of IT and OT convergence.
Those are all excellent points. We've had a really insightful discussion today, Arul, regarding the IT-OT convergence and the impact it can have within the industrial machinery environment. And I thank you for joining me, and thanks to our listeners for tuning in. And please stay tuned for our next episode, where we will explore closed-loop manufacturing. Have a great day.